again with the commission. The venue was very nice. We even signed a request that they must stop for a few minutes, but not clear that it did not work out. But without waste of time, members, we need to begin with our engagement of the day, which is the film and publication, a board, a strategic plan, and the budget. So on this note, for members, I think we should firstly welcome the chairperson of the board. It has not been a president that we have not set up a president that when we invite the board, only one person must come. But my worry is that we have not met with this board. We have never met with this board. And I think at some point, maybe during the budget vote, if it will take place this year, we'll have an opportunity to see the board.
Now, all these
proposing that you must send it back to go and get others. Yeah, only because of the, you see, understanding of the issues that you deal with. Because ourselves as a committee, we're very much satisfied that the leadership at FPP is really giving direction and there's quite stability in that entity. It's on those bases that I would not want to send you back. But if any, we'll definitely do that. We only know the chair, we know the CEO and the CFO. There's new ones who are here, but we'll not see them somewhere around. So on that note, without waste of time, we'll then afford you an opportunity and we've invited you. But maybe before we watch for you start to speak on the issues that I've invited you to do, just give a small reflection of, you know, our view around the challenges that are facing the country in line with what is it that we're trying to do to, you know, give meaning to the nation that we want to build, a society that is free from harmful materials. Which every day when you go, you open the television, you still see things that are not desirable, especially for the poorest of the poor being the children. But after since the last engagement with the amendment that we passed in Parliament, we have seen a decline of this harmful material. Quite a huge decline, especially on the newspapers. If you look at the culprit one, a tabloid newspaper, this thing in Cape Town, The Sun and the Daily,
The Sun and Voice.
I don't want to make a mistake because one day I got a letter that he said something which is not the right newspaper. And you were threatening to sue me, so I had to go to television. I'm sorry, it's not you, but it's not in my nature, obviously. I'll never do that. I'll have called members of the committee who have dealt with that. But clearly, you're beginning to see a deadline, and it then tells you that there's a positive response that is coming. Or else, is the manner in which we have engaged with those stakeholders. I think the manner in which we approach them, we're very robust, straight to the point, and you find that the FPP machinery was ready to respond to those challenges. But the obvious, within the structure itself, the FPP itself, there are still challenges. Part of our amendment into the legislation was to try and correct some of the defects within the virtual FPP. And there's still quite a long process that bill is before NCOP now, because it was a joint watch for 76. to join the NCOP and the National Assembly. I assume that there are going to be amendments that are going to come, because we're made aware that there are amendments that the NCOP is looking at. It means that they, you know, it may sort of delay the process in which we wanted to rectify, you know, the FPP, the structure separation between members of the board and all of that scramble that currently exists at FPP. So, but we'll await that process. Once the range of amendment, we'll be happy to deal with it as a matter of agent and then and resolve so that the bill can then go straight to the president to sign so that we can have a more organized body called the FPP. So on that note, I think we now wish to give you this opportunity to talk to the portfolio committee on your strategic plan 2829, and then give us, if your business plan is ready, it will be appreciated. But we need to take into account that members still have to go to the chamber, different committees are meeting, and after here there's no resting, which means members must still go to the chamber and watch for them, listen to and participate. And I know that Mimeg is a whip and is supposed to be in one of the chambers and whipping there. So we'll take that into account. And therefore, I'll welcome you. You'll then introduce yourself before the committee and the members of your delegation that you are with. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. We are honored to be here to present to you our strategic plan for 2008-2009. Just to say before we start that this baby called the Phillips and Publication Board is 10 years old this year. And we are celebrating that milestone in this baby. And we hope that with the passing of the Act, this baby will really mature. I am here with the CEO, or first a chairperson. May I apologize for the deputy. You know, as you said, this scrambled egg called FPB only has two board members. It's the chairperson and the deputy. So I hope the chair will understand, but we hope that as soon as the act is passed, so the scrambled egg will be better off, it will be clear where we stand. Also, the deputy minister is at the NCOP with the legislation, so we are very excited that it looks like we are reaching the finality of the legislation. Just to start by saying that this, we are going to try to celebrate in our small way because the members are aware of our budget, our 10-year celebrations. We are going to have a few activities, and I was just checking with the CEO whether the letters of invitations have been sent, and I'm assured that they've been sent. There are a few activities that we have. Of those activities is the launching of the research that has just happened now on child pornography, and we are going to try and publicize it as much as possible. As the chairperson said, this is the biggest challenge that this nation is facing. We really need to work hard, all of us, to protect our children against adults who are abusing them and using them for pleasure. We are also going to have a conference in June to also mark our 10th anniversary, and we have a series of meetings with various stakeholders and other activities. So we just thought we should start by saying that. Unfortunately, before I start, chairperson in the House, it is with real sadness that I have to put it before the committee that our chief electoral officer has unfortunately been poached elsewhere. She's going to be leaving us by the end of this month. I think part of the problem is, frankly, that as an organization that is still growing and with a budget that is small, it's very difficult to keep the quality that I have on my right here. But she has ably led a team that will ensure that the legacy that she has put into this organization remains. She has really stabilized. She has I worked very hard, and I would phone her in the middle of the night, and she would answer the phone groggy, and she would give me answers to questions that I have, and really she's a dedicated young woman that we're proud to send off to another sector in fulfillment of a bigger mission to serve the nation. So we bid her farewell. This will probably be her last appearance before this portfolio committee. Just to say that the strategy, and as sent to you, will be led by a revised structure that we have put together. And we are already, we have revised our structure so that we have a clear senior management, and the posts are being filled. Ms. Makula here was our chief financial officer. She is now our chief operations officer. We have already employed a chief financial officer, and they said, I must announce that the chief financial officer is a man. So, employment equity prevails at FPP. So, and then we're going to have a shared services executive will start in June, and a company secretary will probably start in June or July. And so at least we'll stabilize at that level. We have also been working hard to liaise with our in terms of our strategic objective with our distributors, our international partners, to ensure that we meet our strategic objectives. I thought I should just mention that even with turnaround, as the board, we are very pleased that the turnaround period in terms of classification of material has been heightened and has been professionalized, and we've put IT systems to ensure that we can track the turnaround period. But also, as the chair said, in terms of monitoring compliance, it's good to read in the newspapers that from time to time there are raids here and there, so that people can really know that there's a limit to the freedoms that they have. They have to adhere to the law. We are consolidating our systems, and we are really looking forward to the act being passed, so that when we consolidate our systems, it's really within the current legislation that is there. We remain challenged by our budget, and as you know, our budget is very limited. We remain challenged, but we try to find clever ways of stretching the rent at FPB, like the chairperson traveling on another budget. And we also want to really stress that the DM at the media closed by saying that the family is central in the work that we do. We are trying as much as possible to see how we can do our work with the backing of this structure called family, because without the family, it is very difficult to achieve our objectives of protecting children, because children exist within families. And sometimes the issue of pornography, especially child pornography, happens within a home, within a family. So it's a matter of raising awareness. And what we said when we were discussing how we can stretch the rent, we said that we must hold hands with other stakeholders in the child sector, in family sectors, and other NGOs and religious institutions, so that we can all really make people aware of the importance of the work of the FPB. With those words said, would like to thank you, and I would like to then ask the chief electoral chief executive to present our strategy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before you even go there, I don't know, because he's crying, is he? you've just passed on the news, but very sad news, but to celebrate again, the wonderful work, I'll give members of the committee to call, you know, to sort of that, but simple to appreciate the kind of courage, dedication, you always see what you call positive energy in some people, you know, who have vision, who want to to move forward, who understand what is it that we want to achieve at the end by working with us and really taking pressure. It's not surprising. Everybody would love to shake you. The CEO is ready to be. But before that, I'll give members of the committee really to say something to the departure of the CEO. At the end, I'll close it at some point. But yeah, can I give members to say something? That we've just got the news that the CEO is now to be, after we fought so hard for a salary to be increased. The Arena Mandri members, there's nothing that members will say today. Everybody's crying.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, thank you. I
can't even take it myself.
Yeah,
Inga?
Well, obviously, we're very sad. We're always very sad when we lose a competent and likable person who has worked with us. So we'll be very sad, and we hope that the replacement will be up to standards. Thank you. Seeing that I'm new on the committee, but I have known what the Fulham Publication Board is doing, and since you've managed to reach a 10-year age, I suppose we should say thank you very much for the CEO. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ja, ek het baie dankbaar meneer Voster daarom die realiteit te kry om dankie te vestig aan ons ma moeder daar op die stadion waar ek zeer wat om te sê ek denk ek aan dit heet maar on a very serious note we are really thankful for what she has been doing all this time when she was the CEO of the board. And we wish you all the best wherever you're going. And please keep up the good work that we've been doing. Thanks.
Oh, bad thank you for Sutter. For Sutter, I will not be able to do what the vorige mensen wat hier so gepraat. Maar ek sê vir die leier. Maar het pad wat voor lei moet altijd schoon. Dank je.
Hey, dat is weer Afrikaans. Hey.
No, Chair, I also want to add my voice of appreciation for the work done by the CEO. I think she led the organization with energy and with vision, and I think she sets a very good example for leaders of similar institutions, so we just want to wish you well.
Personally, I've always been struck by her intellect and her dedication. I was just wondering where did she acquire all the skills. Thank you very much.
First time when I met her in the portfolio committee, I used to introduce her as Dr. Shogi Longbotan. And she would say, I'm not a doctor. Hey, shut up, you qualify. I said, no, you qualify. There's nothing called a doctor. You speak, you present yourself and you really put your issues together. More than even a professor, you know. And but really, on behalf of the committee, we're going to miss you. It was no longer like a CEO of a serving parliament. It was like a family. You know, we will communicate with, you know, even when one passes Johannesburg, we'll always call, hey, how are you? Are you fine? Can you go out for a whiskey? And always she's busy. She does not have time for whiskey. So I think, but nevertheless, we really wish you well. I know we have tried our level best to keep you. I know that even the chairperson at the 11th one tried to talk to Treasury and to those who are responsible. And it was going to be nice, in fact, if the Deputy Minister was here to be the one, in fact, was passing this. It's unfortunate that he had to go somewhere. But we really thank you very much. And wish you well wherever you're going. I can see the hairstyle has changed, the look has changed, everything sort of changed. But thank you very much, Mishoki. And we can then carry on with the business. There's nothing called never come back to Parliament. There's nothing called never come back. because there are still issues that we may still call you to come and account for. So don't worry. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, members of the committee, for your kind words. I think, as I leave, it's really sad indeed. FPV has been my baby personally. Unfortunately, other things are calling. And I think how well I've done my job would be determined by this organization continuing to function, because organizations are made of individuals, but they remain a going concern. So if FPV falls, then you must bring me back. I have not done my job. In terms of the 2008-2009 priorities, the enactment of the Act remains, and its regulations and therefore accompanying guidelines and directives remain our priority, and obviously we are hoping that we will get an opportunity soon to be able to implement the new Act. Systems continue to be in place as we try and prepare for the coming Act. One of our priorities in terms of the key objective, the five key strategic objectives relates to strengthening of international partnerships. I'm taking it for granted that members remember that we have a five-year strategy that we presented last year, and basically we are just building on the business plan to continue to implement the strategic plan. So one of the key priority areas would be the continuing strengthening of international partnerships, especially around issues of child pornography. One of the key challenges that we're struggling with in the Film and Publication Board, if members would recall, would be the number of people, key staff members, that have actually left. So ensuring retention of skills is one of the key priorities for the coming year, as well as implementation of the new structure. We're basically trying to make sure that the retention of skills is directly linked to the implementation of the new structure. We needed to come up with a structure and make sure that we are able to implement that structure so that the Film and Publication Board continues to stabilize. One of the key ongoing projects, and which I suppose will be ongoing for a while, would be the enhancement of compliance monitoring capacity in the country. As we all know, without this priority, we can have all the best legislations in place. If we cannot enforce it, it does not quite help. Information technology continues to be a priority, because if members recall, last year we gave priority quite a few rents to build up our IT infrastructure, and therefore it's basically a continuation to make sure that you build capacity around that information technology. For instance, your response plan, disaster recovery plans, and so on. Improvement of corporate and government systems remains one of our key areas of priority, especially in light of the fact that the new legislation will be coming into being. Key as well in this coming year would be the anti-child pornography priority, I suppose, for lack of a better word. We are intending to build infrastructure. We are intending to ensure that we have more better cooperation with other international partners. For instance, we've now been associated with the InHope as an international organization that deals with web-based anti-child pornography activities. And then having said that, we are also now moving from a telephonic system of reporting of child pornography activities to now web-based. So we would now have a twofold structure and system for reporting of anti-child pornography. We will continue, due to the amount of money that we require, to prioritize the issue of child pornography, anti-child pornography, as the years go by. Having said that, Chair, amongst other things, in terms of the actual strategic plan itself, when you look at strategic key objective number one, which, if I may just remind the committee, would be to ensure an enhanced, integrated, and constitutionally sound framework, regulatory framework, so as to enable informed choices about media content, while at the same time making sure that we create a healthy and a child-safe media environment. amongst other things, there we would basically be looking at implementation of amendments, as already alluded to, and we have a few key deliverables in line, as reflected in the circulated the strategy document. We would need to do a whole lot of aligning in line with the implementation of the amendments. Your classification processes must be in place. Your regulations must be in place. In that process, we are also including members of the public to make sure that our opinions are basically in place, are basically aligned to what is expected of the film and publication board by our clientele. So we would be reviewing the audience participation program that we have in place currently. We would need to develop guidelines to make sure that they actually are aligned to the amendment, as well as ensuring that there would be proper communication and effective communication and strategy around the actual amendments. We seek to make sure that people are informed in terms of their viewing and their reading choices. And there would be a whole lot of things around that. There's quite a number of key deliverables, including the increased compliance, monitoring of applications of the classification manuals and guidelines. We also, one of the key functions that we do would be provision of support to the review board, which, as members would know, is not a full-time body, and therefore they don't necessarily have a secretariat, but the Film and Publication Board serves as their secretariat. So that we continue to do, as it's a legal mandate. We also intend to review and implement a new compliance monitoring system, strategy and processes, which would also be aligning to the new amendment to make sure that we basically move away from doing business as usual in light of the changes that are coming with legislation. We intend to finalize mechanisms as well as implementation of projects in terms of trying to check and to try to check compliance and reduce illegal distribution of material in South Africa. This is one of the, as members of the committee would know, it's one of the key challenges that we face as the Film and Publication Board. I think for those members that were involved in the raids that we had in Johannesburg, I think it was last year, the amount of material that you have in the streets, including photography, is quite daunting. So we thought it appropriate to actually have as a key deliverable come up with some sort of mechanism to make sure that if we do not eradicate, we at least reduce the amount of illegal distribution of inappropriate material. And key to that, of course, would be, amongst other things, ensuring that we build capacity around monitoring in terms of the resources, in terms of the support that you're going to be giving people, in terms of the actual recruitment of those monitors. We will continue, of course, to implement the program of action in line with the 2005 resolutions of the conference, which we will be reporting on in the June conference on the first and the second of this year, where we basically are going to be reporting back to the forum about the progress that we have made in respect of the commitments that we made in 2005. We are going to continue with our research and R&D activities to ensure that we actually support our classification activities so that we basically remain relevant to what South Africans as our clientele expect. Coming to strategic objective number 2, which is to develop and maintain organizational capacity and capability so that we ensure effective management and implementation. I think in this case I will talk to the strategic objective as well as the third strategic objective, which talks to developing leadership and management within the Film and Publication Board. As I pointed out last year, you basically could argue that these two are the same. But we just thought in the Film and Publication Board, it was strategic and necessary for us to devise so that we don't lose track of things that we are trying to achieve. with the challenges that we have in the Film and Publication Board and that we've had, we saw it fit to basically say it is necessary for us to develop a leadership and manage basically cadres of leaders within the organization to ensure that we continue to stabilize the organization. And it was for that reason that we saw the need to change the two. But essentially, both of these strategic objectives are talking to ensuring capacity within the FPB. Whether it's because we are going to be setting up systems, whether it's because we are going to be recruiting competent people, as well as making sure that we retain those people. I truly believe that the new structure would assist to a great extent in making sure that we do manage to retain the current leadership that we have, and therefore stability of the organization in the next few years. Therefore, when you talk to corporate systems, you're talking to the people that you would have in place, you're talking to all processes relating to the HR, basically implementation of the HR strategy, including, amongst other things, the retention of skills as well as further development of people within the Film and Publication Board to ensure capacity. With the challenges that we have, this is a crucial priority for the Film and Publication Board. Because it's important for the committee to remember that we come from a place where we've actually not been able to afford necessarily the best people in the market. And therefore, it was necessary to take, potential played a major role. And therefore, it was necessary to give support to those people that you were bringing into the organization so that people are basically brought up to scratch in terms of leading and managing the organization. We intend to basically review on a yearly basis. This has been identified as a priority. We intend to review all our systems and processes that we have in place in all the key programs. And may I just say, currently we now have four key programs in line with the new structure. It would be financial management and risk. We have financial management. We have shared services. We have the chief of operations, and then we have governance, which entails your audit committee, basically oversight as well as risk management.
So just a minute. I think members, the NA is breaking for extended pieces, so I don't think we should be working. I hope there's no voting.
Marla, it's all for NCOP.
Yeah, the other one is NCOP.
Obviously, ensuring that the Film and Publication Board continues to deliver on the mandate is key in our activities as an organization. And therefore, developing and implementing an organizational performance plan remains crucial, especially in light of the fact that we are now being expected by the AG. Well, perhaps just to give a background, we were not expected by the AG as they were implementing a performance, I suppose, encourage a performance culture within state entities. We were one of the organizations that were not necessarily expected to give information on performance. But with effect from this year, we are now forced to give information on our performance. Although we did, as an organization, give performance information, it's something that we were doing, which I suppose is good. We did it on our own accord, and I think that practice was helpful because now we are not really struggling with what is expected by the AG. And that's why the need for us to prioritize within our strategic plan that performance would then be basically measured by the AG. Having spoken to both the third and the fourth, I will now speak to the fourth. Having spoken to the second and third, I will now speak to the fourth strategic objective, which is, as I mentioned earlier on, that one of our priorities would be maintaining partnerships. Basically, the strategic objective seeks to ensure that the business and work of the Film and Publication Board reflect contemporary norms and values by forming and maintaining national and international partnerships, as well as coordinating initiatives that would support the business of the Film and Publication Board. In essence, what we're basically saying is that we do not function as an island, and therefore it is only in our best interest as an organization that we begin to take partnerships more seriously. And if the committee would realize, I'm actually talking to both national as well as international partnerships. And as I pointed out earlier on, one of the key strategic areas of operation for the Film and Publication Board would be international cooperatives around anti-child pornography activities. And there we are expecting in 2008-2009 that we will develop and implement a stakeholder relationship strategy and program of action for the year 2008-2009. This remains one of the... we had actually committed from last year, but we had not developed, we had developed the strategy, but we had not started to seriously implement. We were simply piloting. So in this year, there would be full steam rollout of managing the strategic relationships with relevant partners. Amongst other people, for example, FALGA, we've always been having a problem. There's always been a principles agreement, but we've never really, for whatever reason, implemented the plan around working with the South African local government association. And now we have we are agreeing on how we are going to formally implement the structure, coming up with a memorandum of understanding, and basically using their resources where possible and available to make sure that we actually begin our law enforcement. It becomes more solid, especially around issues. Our particular cooperation would be around issues of business development, licensing of adult premises, and so on. Amongst other things, one of the key outcomes would be we want to come up with, as the key strategic area reflects, we want to come up with a body of empirical data which will contribute to an enhanced and an informed regulatory framework. And this directly relates to the issue we talk about of reflecting in our decisions contemporary norms and values that would reflect South African societal norms. And it is for that reason that we have committed in the 2005 conference that we were going to develop research capacity. And we're quite happy with the amount of work that we are doing. And I think as the chairperson alluded earlier on, we were launching the two reports today on child pornography, which would then inform, basically assist in informing policy development within government framework about issues of child pornography. We continue, therefore, to roll out our research program. We are also committing to establishing some sort of roles within SADC, and I think as the Deputy Minister alluded to the fact that because of the amount of resources that are put abroad into fighting child pornography, Africa is becoming a safe haven for people that are practicing child pornography, and therefore it's important that South Africa, not being an island on the continent, that we begin to lobby other governments around dealing with issues of strengthening our roles around cooperation, around dealing with the issue of child pornography. So that is one of the things that we are committing to doing in the coming year. The last strategic objective would be the positioning of the Film and Publication Board as a visible and a credible, and of course a professionally run organization, which would regulate through classification of content. Here we essentially speaking to our visibility as an organization, whether in terms of stakeholder management whether in terms of the reputation that we are going to be building, as well as just generally issues of communication and marketing of the film and publication board. To this end, some of the key deliverables would be, for instance, implementation of the strategy and procedure for information management in the film and publication board. One of the things we need to do as well in this coming year would be the implementation of a knowledge and information management strategy, as well as just generally implementation of the communication strategy. We also will be making sure that we implement the branding strategy that the Film and Publication Board has currently developed and needs to be in this year piloted and then implemented. That would be the last.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, honourable members. I will just be presenting on the budget to support the strategy that the CEO has been talking to. The overall budget that the FPB will be working with for the current financial year is 50 million, and which is made up of the grant of 33.5 million, regulation fees of 15 million, and we are hoping to raise about 2.5 million through other means, such as investment and the subsidy that we'll get from Public Works. We are then looking to spend that money. Also, that means that 66% of our money will be coming from the grant, so we are still heavily reliant on the grant that the government gives us, and about 29% is what we are able to raise internally as the FPB, and 5% is the investment. The expenditure side, we are looking to spend 22.4 million on core business, that is operations, and 13.9 million will be on shared services, and 8 million for finance and other running costs, and governance and risk management will cost us 6.2 million. In terms of the detail, we are looking in the CEO's office, we are looking to spend about 3.2 million. I believe members have the printout of the budget in front of them. I'll just quickly take you through what we are spending on in the CEO's office. We are looking at personnel expenditure at 1 million. Other operating costs, that includes local travel, international travel, and threat plans, and any other services that you may require, the advisory panel, all that will cost about 2.1 million. And then the sub-units within the CEO's unit is the governance unit and the audit and risk management unit, which we have budgeted to spend 3 million on those two units, which is 2 million for governance and about an estimated 1 million on audit and risk management. The next unit is under operations. We are looking to spend about 861 on staff, and that excludes the subunit staff. The subunits are the policy and research, which we'll spend 2 million on, child protection unit 1.8 million. The CEO has already spoken about the infrastructure that we intend to form in the child protection unit, and the enhancement of the compliance monitoring, which will cost us about 9.2 million. In the classification unit, we are going to be spending about 8.3 million. And the overall, which yields to an overall budget of 22.4 million for the operations, for the total FPB operations for the year. In terms of shared services, we are looking to spend 3.9 on IT. The CEO, when she was talking to the strategy, spoke about the enhancement of the technology response plan, which will cost us about 3.9 million for the year. Communications, 4 million. HR, 4.6 million. The overall budget for shared services, as I've already mentioned, is about 13.9 million. In terms of finance and risk, we are spending about 800 on external audits, This is based on the current audit fee that they are charging us. An estimated 500,000 on internal audit, financial management and overall overheads for the on a monthly basis of 3.5 million, procurement and general corporate services 2.5 million. Yeah. That will be it for the overall budget for the year. So, as I mentioned, we are operating on a budget of 50.9 million for the year. Thank you.
And we are looking for more resources.
We are looking for more resources because the compliance monitoring that I was talking about, as an example, we are only going to be hiring two monitors per province, except for Gauteng, which is really because we have limited resources. If you look at our marketing budget, it's really quite low, although when the amendments are passed, we are going to be doing a lot of lobbying, a whole lot of stakeholder and informing our stakeholders. So we don't have any resources for any of that. The child protection infrastructure, there's not enough resources to deal with that. So we are really hoping that we can be able to raise more resources in the next financial year.
And I think just to add to that, part of the challenge that we have in compliance monitoring, despite the fact that we are spending 9 million, is precisely because you have two people that have to travel extensively in the region. So you end up using your resources to actually move people two people around. And that in itself, in terms of risk management, it's not a good thing.
Which
two people?
So remember, the individual, we only have two monitors per province, mm-hmm. except in Gauteng. So the person that is in the, people that are in the Northern Cape have to cover the whole of the Northern Cape. Mm-hmm. And therefore they have to, a lot of our money goes into traveling expenses.
Can I just say this? I think that this is one issue that really needs to be thought through. In terms of the fundamental need for this type of establishment, the resources that are put into it don't match the importance of children and the value of protecting our children. But sometimes what happens is that those who punch figures do not have the understanding of the values that we are trying to infuse in society, and so you can't convince them hard enough. So it is really an appeal that if it is possible to assist, because even if we wanted to, we can't do much with the budget that we have to really get into these culprits out there.
Thank you, CEO and COO. Shoki, please. I'm not sure if there are questions from the members. He has touched on a number of issues, development and maintenance and organizational capacity strategy. And solid law enforcement, I think, is one of the issues that are quite worrying the members of this committee, because it's true, we don't have enough people to act as inspectors or to do inspectoral work and try and redress this issue of porn material on streets and other areas. I think it's still a problem that we are going to be faced with for some time. On that note, I notice Honorable Hilda and Hoshimo Ramuche. Yes, it's working. It's on.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like a little bit of elaboration on the policy and research and the child protection units. If these are two entities which are only to do with the film and publications board, and if they could just give touch on what research they are currently doing. Thank you.
Oh, my Chairperson, I just want to raise a concern with regard to these financial documents. It's not up to Parliament standard. You see, the numbers too small for us and my customary marriage. You cannot see properly.
Are you through, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Thanks for the presentation. Maybe just a question to the Chair. I think one vital thing that the committee needs assurance on is in terms of, you know, the position of the CEO. It's vital for the committee to know that there is steps being taken to ensure that the post is filled as soon as possible. Because I think it's vital that you have somebody in the stature of the present CEO to take the organization forward. So I think if you can just maybe enlighten us in terms of the advertisement of the post and the time frames.
I'm not sure who's going to respond to the question.
Sure. Thank you, Chair. Basically, the policy and research unit is a new, and the child protection, no, actually. Policy and research is something that we have somewhat reshaped. We initially had it as research and legal. But we have since then, in the new structure, termed it policy and research because we saw a direct link between what your research seeks to achieve in terms of the Film and Publication Board as an organization, but in addition to that, in an advisory capacity to government around what policies to make. And then the Child Protection Unit, under the, we were just not sure about what name to use. We were not sure that it was appropriate to term it Anti-Child Pornography Unit, because I'm sure at some point you want to go beyond just child pornography and start talking to issues generally of content and children. And it was for that reason that we thought it fit to term it the child protection. Basically what you have, those are part of your operations. So the chief operations officer would be running with policy and research, should be running with child protection, should be running with classification, as well as compliance. So those that is what we term core within the Film and Publication Board. And then your shared services executive would then be running with support other than finance. So she would be running with IT, she would be running with HR, and then legal, as well as communications and marketing. So those, that would be one key program. Mm-hmm. And then finance, financial management, we then have separately as well, which would be run by the chief financial officer. Mm-hmm. And then you have risk, which is also a direct, the risk officer is a direct report to the chief executive, even though they are not necessarily a core member of EXCO, as well as your company secretary, would also be a direct report and a dotted line report to the board when the time comes for the implementation of the council. So that's basically your structure, the new structure. And then in terms of the in terms of the current research that we're doing, in addition to what we were launching today, which were two separate reports. I'm mainly speaking to the main researches that we've conducted. There's other researches that we're doing that are basically meant to support the organization. So basically, to date we've done a research on within communication. We've looked at communication and marketing survey where we basically wanted to assess the impact of our activities on members of the country. In classification, we've done a survey on public perceptions and the use of Film and Publication Board classification guidelines in making viewing choices for children by parents. Then we've also looked at exploring the FPB classification guidelines and reviewing choices of children. We've done audience participation studies in 2008, and we are continuing with that throughout the country in the coming year. And then in compliance monitoring, one of the researches that we did was to do an international investigation, basically a benchmark on how other, it's one of the challenges that we face, on how other compliance monitoring systems around the world function. We really needed to try and be innovative in light of the limited resources that we have. And then we've also done an investigation into compliance by cinema in terms of distribution. Okay. And then the other one that is current now, the ones that I've spoken to are actually complete. The one that is current now is the one on corporate pedophilia, where we're basically looking at what systems companies have in place to basically assist the combating of anti-child pornography in terms of what policies they have in place. For instance, do they allow their people to access pornography during working hours? So basically just generally getting a sense of how serious people take the issue of pornography in the country, and particularly in corporates. Yeah. We apologize for the small font.
Thank you, Chair. Mine is to respond on the feeling of the post of the chief executive. Just to say that when we discussed it, we thought that what we'll have to put in place immediately is an acting position. And then we'll have to advertise. We'll set ourselves timelines, but we thought that usually to target these types that we are looking for is not going to be easy. So it's trying to strategize how do we do this and what our time frame, but we realize our time frames will have to be very tight, but at the same time, not so tight as to just, just take anything that comes our way. So we're trying to straddle both. The DM and I are going to have a conversation in terms of how we actually tighten up to make sure that we really get the right person for the position, but not necessarily in a way that is not transparent, but also not to open the floodgates such that you have 3,000 applicants simply because we're in a hurry to get someone. We are also concerned that we get the right person for the job to follow Shoki.
My question, Shoki, relates to what you've just said regarding, I'm not sure should I, I'm using the correct word when I say pedophiles, that Africa is becoming a safe haven for them. Can you elaborate on that? Is SADC coming together to address, or the African Union not coming together, you know, and address this problem as to how can we as Africa address it? Kosi, your hand up.
Mine, Chairperson, was to propose the adoption of strategic plan.
Over to you, CEO.
Thank you, Chairperson. Basically, our concern is around the fact that in light of the stringent measures that you have in not only in Europe, but because Europe is an easy example to use because we generally have a relationship with them, but generally in your first world countries, the amount of resources that they are able to put into combating child pornography, we are getting to a point, and of course the fact that you have no geological boundaries in light of in terms of the activities, the internet, and who you can reach on the internet. Our concern is that it is increasingly going to be easy for them to leave abroad and start operating in this country because they would be able to identify. Because people that you're working with, people that are involved in child pornography, have been proven to be extremely sophisticated, and they command quite a lot of resources. So in no time, our fear is we should be proactive. In no time they would be here to start operating from the African continent. And it is for that reason that we see it fit to start lobbying SADC. The continent would be too ambitious, so we thought we should start at SADC level, start lobbying other countries within SADC to say what is it that, what kind of program can we take forward. We found, for instance, that most of them do not even have legislation about child pornography. So that already opens up a floodgate for you. And South Africa being the transition, we are in real danger of people operating from here despite, because of the resources that we have.
Okay, thank you, CEO. I think, Chair, you can see why we are worried that she's leaving us, because she's quite competent in her work. Now she's going away, and we must get someone else to come and assist and bring her or him to line. It's going to be a problem. Chairperson, may I give the reins back to you? Okay, Khosi Matebe.
I second the proposal by the Honorable Khosi Muromotse.
Khosi proposed that we adopt the strategic plan of the department, and it was seconded by the other Khosi.
Father
Khosi Matebe.
Thank you, Baba.
I think, Chair, we've come to the end of our meeting. May I then give the reins to you?
No, thank you, President. There are a few things that before the report already has been adopted. Therefore, there are a few indications that we have from the FPD. One is the FPD invites members for the anniversary on the 15th of May. I think the members have been busy. One letter. Oh, one letter to different members. It's three of the city. So they are being invited to be in the city. When is it going to be? Kyle, I'm in the middle. Inviting the committee. You said they will start the 15th of May. This is coming Friday. Tuesday. It's only one day. Now, can we get what arrangement have you put in place to help members? I know that members are going to be. Then, I know that many of this. Can we get people who attend the celebration? We should have the workshop on the first and the second.
Nothing for the
16th.
Are you fine? No. I mean,
we
haven't seen the letter. We don't know.
No, the letter
is
in the package.
Oh, sure.
You don't have it.
Inga does not have the letter.
We only have the one chart.
Huh?
We only have the one
from
first
and
second
team. Mine. It's mine. There is a good which envelope?
Just the one from first.
Not any block.
Well, I didn't have
the envelope. The envelope was in the block. It was in the block. It says it was sent in your block. Give block. She speaks English and Shangat together. Okay. So did you get the envelope on it? You see the envelope?
I didn't get the envelope.
Oh, the envelope. This one says it's in the envelope. Okay. No. Is that Kailami? And can we get members who will be able to attend the 15th? Is there anybody, 15 or not, is the first caucus is of the quarter. Mm. Maybe it may be difficult for that reason. But the first and the second of May, which has been the committee, what you call involvement of June. Mm. June. Are we fine with the first and the second? There we confirm that the committee adopts its program and then allocate that slot for that particular engagement. After that, it's going to be Sunday and Monday. It's Sunday and Monday, members. I think it makes more sense.
Okay.
At June. Okay. How's the day in June?
Yeah. Are we fine with that? So, ma'am, it's just that the tenure may not be, but we will attend. The first and the second is still around, or you've gone already. What's the transition? Are you still going to be in the... Because you cannot leave before the appointment of the new CEO. How do you leave before the appointment? Who's going to take through that CEO? I think that's one resolution that we must take as this committee. How do you leave? I mean, do you leave the body that the chairperson is not full-time there?
JD.
Is it corrupt? Oh.
The first and the second of June.
It's going to be Sunday and Monday. When we finish, we fly back to Cape Town. By that time, members have prepared their speeches. It was going to be a budget vote. But I think we're going to shift the budget vote. It's any. Because it's clear we're not going to meet that target. Okay? So on that note, then, members, because already we have now, I don't want to waste members' time. I know that you've already adopted the report, and we have said much about the CEO, and the COO is now in charge, and we welcome you, ma'am. I like the growth that is taking place, development that is taking place at FCP. It's just within yourself, and having that understanding, you know, of the environment and the objectives and what you are doing there. It becomes nice because the sustainability, you know, of my school. But we're going to miss you, Shoki. I can see she does not want to go. It's just better that we can, there's no way that we can meet this. We can't meet it. We can't beat this sort of thing. We can't. Okay. Right. Not this one. Oh, okay. Well, no, but at the same time, yeah, we'll try and look at how the deputy deals with these issues and moving forward with them. On that note, Chair, we thank you very much. And members, next week we're having a meeting with provincial managers. Next week, Tuesday, 9 o'clock. If they don't come this time, we then go back.